This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Well, I got a text in from the Louisiana River Chicken. He's checking in. He's headed to chase an inshore slam in Lake Bourne with his friend and dad. The topwater bite's been on fire for trout and reminding everyone, be courteous to your fellow fishermen. Sound like there's going to be a crowd in Lake Bourne. Captain Mike Gallo joins us. Mike, what are they going to find in Lake Bourne?
Well, Don, I'm in Lake Bourne as we speak. I'm on the western side, kind of hiding from the wind a little bit.
Expect some company.
I like it. I want to find that topwater bite. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Hey, you're old enough to remember the shad rigs, huh?
Well, thank you very much. Of course I am.
Well, I was giving you an opportunity to lie, but I knew you wouldn't. Yeah, I would have to say that was probably the number one artificial bait in its time, back in the probably late 60s, mid-60s.
Yeah, that many, many, many fish have been caught on shad rig under a popping cork or tight lined and catch them two at a time.
Yeah. You still use them at all?
Very popular lure. I actually have some, and I plan on breaking them out in the fall and see if they'll continue to work. I know they will. I remember you did a show with them like some years ago, older lures, if they still worked.
Yeah, we did a show on older lures, and that show is now old, so I guess that would make them ancient, you know?
I do still use the Sparkle Beetle on occasion, and it's very productive.
Yep, that was another one. Very, very popular. In fact, a lot of times you would rig the two Sparkle Beetles in tandem like a shad rig instead of a hard bait.
Yep, exactly.
So what's your plan today? What are you looking for, and how are you going to fish them?
I have some longtime customers from Tennessee that drove down yesterday and stayed in the lodge, and they like catching redfish, so we're about to cut across Lake Bourne and see if we can find some of those grass beds where there might be some redfish holed up, and we'll be throwing spoons at them and matrix craw, that sort of thing. Hopefully we can find some. Last time I was in that area, I saw quite a few, and they were stubborn. Hopefully they're hungry by now.
You taking them to Dutch's Corner?
I went to Dutch's Corner one time. We talked about it, and we caught an undersize, and I hadn't been back.
Are these guys from Tennessee hunters?
That's a good question. You guys hunt?
These two do.
Two of them hunt. Two out of three.
Ask them if this has been a really terrible year for ticks in the woods.
He said, absolutely.
Man, I had 21 ticks on me when I went turkey hunting up there this year. And I thought maybe it was just they liked me because I smell like Cajun food when I went up there. I don't know.
You need to carry a possum in your pocket so he can eat those ticks.
He couldn't have eaten them fast enough. There were so many of them. But I guess it was just this year because I've never had that problem like that before. But they were certainly bad. Well, there's no ticks where you guys are. Hopefully you'll be able to catch some redfish. What if somebody wants to maybe concentrate on the white trout or specks? Where would you suggest?
Oh, I would suggest the deeper passes, Unknown Pass, Wrigley's Pass, Chef Pass, Bayou Thomas, all of those deep areas on the bottom. get them started with some live shrimp on a drop shot, and then you may be able to switch it out for plastic or blend some plastic in with your live shrimp, and you should be able to catch as many as you want.
Good advice. Mike, I hear a little bit of wind in the background. Are you getting that north wind? How do you fish a north wind in August?
Oh, I'm just going to face the northern shoreline when I get across. You know, it's like November fishing. We're used to north winds in November, so it'll be the same sort of scenario. We're just going to be working the shoreline with the trolling motor, very reminiscent of bass fishing, the way we're going to pursue these redfish today.
Very good, very good. Well, Mike, we got John Jackson is going to be perusing Lake Bourne looking for triple tail. What has been the triple tail report? Have you come across any on your ventures going to and from?
I've seen several so far this year. It seems to be an above average year for triple tail. They seem to be mixed. Half of them seem to be keepers and half of them seem to be undersized. I guess I want to say half of the keepers don't want to bite. So they may have had some pressure or they saw you when you were approaching, something like that. But they're out there. They're hanging by, you know, anything breaking the water's surface. I'm always looking for them, and who knows, maybe we'll see one later this afternoon.
You know, they're a unique and a tasty fish, and a lot of people want to target them. Would you discourage somebody that says, I want strictly triple tail, or would you just advise them that, look, sometimes it happens, sometimes it don't. Your chances are good, but they're not excellent.
It just depends on, you know, you could target them, but I would say be prepared to burn a lot of fuel because you're just running crab traps or poles that are breaking the surface and looking for them. It's as much hunting as it is fishing, and you could really burn quite a bit of fuel. I see them on my way back. You know, now I might move east or west 2 or 3 miles to find a string of crab traps and just follow them on my way in, and if I happen to see one, great. If I don't, we just go on in. Generally, our day's done at that point in time. If we do see one, it's sort of a bonus fish. But you could certainly target them. I've targeted them with you before when,
yep,
when we were filming. They certainly can be caught. It's just a matter of how much time do you want to put in. When you have good conditions, you can obviously travel faster and cover more water, and obviously that'll provide you more opportunity to catch one or a few.
Exactly. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get a trip with you, you know, good thing about going there, if you don't find a triple tail, there's always lots of backup. There's white trout, there's specks, there's sheephead, there's drum, there's redfish, and it's all surrounding Lake Bourne, so it's all there for you. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Very simple. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Or you can call me at 985-781-7811.
Very good, Mike. Good luck to you and the Tennessee boys, and we'll find out how it worked out next week.
All righty, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou. All right, coming up next, if you have ever thought that you might want to get involved in fishing, or if you plan on fishing it and you hadn't done much of bull red fishing from a kayak, Butch Ridgdale, our field reporter for Paddling Reports, coming up next. He'll give you some tips and advice. And still to come, I've got that little-known fact about how you might be able to win in the CCA Star that a lot of people don't talk about. We'll get to that, too. All that's coming up right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.